Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Self Love Club, the podcast chatting about stuff that matters, created and hosted by me, broadcaster Bel Crawford. Thank you so much for joining me. On the show, it's a little mini episode with Gaia, who we do our Love Lessons episodes with, an exercise which you could do at any time of the year, but a particularly helpful one and very suited to this time of the year as we're about to end a year, go into a new one. There is an exercise of things we can actually do, practical little, I guess, a little exercise, and you can think about the things you want to let go of, the things you've learnt, what you want to bring into the new year, and there's a second part you actually do in the new year as well. And like I say, if you're not listening at that exact time, you can still do it too, but I guess at the start of January, everyone's all like, new year, new me, and we're not really a new us, but there's definitely new things we want to bring in, things we want to leave behind, and Gaia talks us through all of this in some ways we can do that and feel like we're actually physically letting go of stuff and thinking about what it is we want to bring into the new year. We talk about self-care, we talk about believing and letting go and trusting the universe, which I know can sound so, you know, cliche, but really what happens when we actually do the work and, you know, say we've got goals and dreams and you're actually putting in the steps to do it. And I know I can definitely relate with this. You know, once something, if something doesn't exist yet in your life, you can often wonder if it ever will, right? Because it hasn't happened yet. But Gaia talks us through how we really need to just do the work and then trust, because otherwise we can just push it further away. After this, and you'd like to listen to more episodes with spiritual healer Gaia, well, you can, like our latest Love Lessons episodes. I'll link those in the show notes. We've actually been doing Love Lessons for 5 years as well, so there's plenty. Just keep scrolling, and I'll leave those links for you as well. Before we get into it, can you please make sure that you're subscribed or following on your podcast app? Hit follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. This is the number one way to support us. And you can follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram. I'm at Bel Crawford, and all the links are in the show notes. I also want to say thank you so much for another year of listening, your support, connecting with the Self Love Club. It's been gone 5 years, which honestly feels kind of crazy. I will have a Q&A type episode dropping in your feed very soon, plus plenty new guest episodes, chit chat episodes in the new year. Enjoy.
During the last few days of December, you don't have to spend a significant period of time, but we want to let go in December before we move into the new year. So what I suggest you do is get a piece of paper that you can destroy and write down all the challenges that you've had. So you're going to be forced to sit and think about how I felt. Okay, I felt lonely. I felt abandoned. My boyfriend broke up with me. I lost my job, whatever, all the really horrible shit. You want to get rid of it. And then you also want to think about what you've learned from that and write that down. Once you've done that, I want you to burn it. I want you to burn it. Burn it safely. Burn it safely.
We don't want any fires, anyone. Yeah.
No, but like burn it in your fireplace or burn it on in a cast iron pot or something, and then make sure the embers are all burnt out, and then just go outside, step on some grass with it, like just get it, give it to the earth, letting go. That creates that vortex of energy to eliminate the lessons and the challenges that you've done. Then after that, we want to write down in the early parts of January. So December, we're letting go of what has been. Early parts of January, the first few days, you want to write about the positive things that you've experienced in the year just gone. So for me, it's been about resilience. I've changed the way I work and I really enjoy it. Whatever, all the other things. So write down all the positive things. If you have a crystal, like a clear quartz crystal would be great. Any crystal really will do. you want to just sort of amplify that energy. So, you know, clear quartz crystals are used in our computers and our phones because they store memory. And so we want to be able to put the crystal on top of the stuff that we've written and amplify it. So put on the first new moon of the year, put your written positives with your crystal on top and let it amplify, because then we're just creating an amplification to enter into the vortex after we've cleared out the negative shit. And then you want to also spend some time in the first few days of January. I know everyone's different because some people have kids and you're going to have, you know, some people have people around. Spend about an hour if you can with unstimulated alone time. Now, what I mean by that is no phone, no books, no music, no nothing. Just sitting alone after you've done these two exercises. So say, you know, say the last day of December, you do the letting go. The 2nd of January, you do the amplification. And then the 4th of January, you do the 1 hour of no meditation, nothing. You're just kind of sitting. See where your thoughts go. See what fears come up. And that's going to be a really important tone to set for you to check yourself to go, okay, no, I don't want to think about that. Because I know when sometimes when I'm sitting down quietly, I'm like thinking about all, I've got to do the washing, I've got to do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But you're learning to control your mind. Repair your mind by getting control over it to give yourself the determination and the willpower that you're going to need. Because in life, we all need determination and willpower. There's no year that goes by when we don't need to stick up for ourselves in some way or do something. But don't fulfill any fearful thoughts in that 1 hour of time. Just sit and think. Just let thoughts come and see what actually comes out. And that's just a simple way to let go and amplify the positive things and sit after you've done that to see what comes up for you and tell yourself, I am determined. I do have willpower to move on this year. I am going to be committed and devoted. I am going to be diligent and disciplined with what I want to do for myself. And I'm not going to be afraid of doing that. That's a simple thing for you guys. I'll be doing that exercise myself because there's been challenges for me this year too that I would just want to get rid of and don't want to carry the lesson forward. And starting the new year afresh with this positive energy of miracles happening and things being delivered to us finally, and maybe not the way that we think, but there is that energy coming in of things coming together. But yeah, really do that burning exercise because it will just create this energy of this letting it all go, and then you're like, oh, okay, done. And you can even do that for challenges you've experienced in your relationships, because lots of conflicts have come up. It's really important that we don't carry that resentment, like I mentioned before, into the new year, because everyone's struggling in their own ways. Everyone has their things that not everyone talks about everything all the time. So by doing this and healing ourselves, we're actually helping other people around us heal also.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Yeah, and in these episodes, we've always focused on living out of love instead of living out of fear. But what would be some ways that obviously all these things we're talking about, but continuing to live out of love, even when maybe you're fearful about what's happening or when those little voices that come up that I think for some people, when you've wanted something for so long and it hasn't happened yet, it can be hard to believe that it's going to happen. So you have to keep that faith, obviously, and believe that you deserve it and you can do it. But what would be some advice around that?
You know, Robin, we've always talked about this over the years, is making sure that we have our self-care practices. Like, I'm an insanely routine person, but what I've found that's really helped me is I break my routine once a week now. Like, I change it up in midweek. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this now and add something new into my life. And I just think that we need to be very disciplined, but also spontaneous at the same time. And like you said, you know, there are things that most people are waiting for something to happen. We all are, regardless of what stage of life we're in. And we have to keep that trust that we've done everything that we can, but without forcing. Because when we force stuff, that's telling the universe that I don't trust you. I don't trust that you're going to deliver. And then the universe is like, oh, okay, well, she doesn't trust us. So we'll just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it until she's 75 years old. So we need to keep reminding ourselves through our self-care practices that we love ourselves, that we care for ourselves, that we are deserving of the best. Whatever the best looks like for you, give yourself that. Give yourself the best of whatever your life can afford you, whatever is realistic for you, and treat yourself like this person who is this queen, who is this goddess, who is this king, whatever you are, and really love yourself that way. People forget that you are the most precious being that has come from the stars and has come to Earth to live their soul's purpose, to share their life with people that they want. And it's all about treating yourself with that real respect.
That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Self Love Club. Now, the most helpful way you can support us is to subscribe or follow on your podcast app if you haven't already. Also, select automatic downloads and leave us a 5-star rating. And if you enjoy listening to our episodes, please write us a kind review. This all really helps other people find us so we can keep making the Self Love Club, and share the link with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at Self Love Club Podcast to keep up with our content and videos from our episodes. I'm at Belle Crawford, Belle_Crawford on TikTok, where I post multiple times a day, and join our private Facebook group. Details for all of these with links in the show notes. New episodes are released on Mondays from 5 a.m. New Zealand time. I'll catch you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.